Welcome to Market Week in Review for the week ending Friday, September 27th. I'm Sophie Antal-Gibert, and I'm joined today by our Chief Investment Strategist, Eric Ristovan. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Sophie.
Nice statement tie for this Friday. Moving to markets, economies, maybe a little bit of politics this week, I wanted to get your thoughts on three topics that kind of made the headlines this week.
Yep.
Sound good?
Yep.
All right, so the first one I'd like to hit on is markets were pretty quiet, but I'm sure you are looking at all of this always with a magnifying glass. So what caught your attention? Second, we had some economic data releases in the U.S. this week that were pretty interesting, so I'd love to get your thoughts on those. And then lastly, what are you looking out to next week? I know that we have some jobs numbers coming out next week. Is there anything else that you're looking at there?
Okay.
So maybe starting with the first topic.
Sure.
Markets were quiet, but that doesn't make it a quiet week for you. What were you focused on this
week? Yeah, so markets are quiet, and when we say that, like the S&P was down 0.7 as we sit here today on the week, 0.7%. Stock 600 was down, I think, 0.3. Emerging markets, MSCI Emerging Market Index, is down by 1.7. So, which is basically not a lot of movement in the equity markets. The bond market, the 10-year Treasury, has done very little this week. And I think really what it is, when you kind of boil down and look underneath the hood, and maybe some of that economic data you referred to, we had very mixed economic data come out this week. And I think it continued the debate that the market's having with itself about when, is recession looming? Right. Are recession risks rising? So this week we saw the PMIs, the market flash PMI, so the Purchasing Manager Index. Those numbers came out both for manufacturing and the services sector. The good news is both strengthened on the month, but unfortunately they strengthened to a level that is quite soft. So both of them are sitting about right about 51. And 50 is the line of demarcation between expansion and contraction. So some incremental strength, but still pretty soft. And I think in the services one of the areas that is of a particular concern, particularly to Paul Eidelman, he and I were talking about this morning, is that some of the labor numbers in that services PMI were soft. And so that's a concern potentially about jobs. When you kind of flash forward later in the week, we saw consumer spending came in rather soft. Now, we had a blowout July number, so the consumers.
It's all relative.
You can't party like a rock star for 2 months in a row. So, it should be shocking.
Certainly not at this stage of the economic cycle.
Well, not if
you're
not going to take out debt, and the consumers continue not to take out debt. So, they spent a lot in July. They still spent more in August, but not all that much more. The interesting thing was real wages actually rose at a very healthy level, which is very positive for the consumer. But the savings rate increased dramatically. So when we saw a consumer confidence survey that came out this week, consumers are still relatively confident, but they are less confident in August than they were in July, and pretty notably less confident. And when you get underneath it, it looks like the trade tension is really what's at it. So it's obvious that the trade concerns have gotten the kind of the attention of the consumer, and that's a watch point. CapEx spending continued to be weak by the published numbers this week. On a good side, the low interest rates, you saw new home sales actually have a really good month. So, it's that
balances debate.
Balances
out, I
it's
guess.
That tension in the marketplace, and that's really what the market's struggling with. So it's not surprising that it kind of didn't go anywhere this week.
So we also saw some developments on the Brexit front. Could you maybe, what were the highlights there?
Well, Prime Minister Johnson's in negotiations with Europe. There is speculation, given a speech he made earlier this week, that perhaps those negotiations aren't as fruitful as people would like. I think people are increasingly believing that it's going to be very hard to gain agreement and a deal that will be approved by Parliament in a short period of time. So the questions now, the debate is that, how are we going to proceed in October, right? Because the extension for Brexit was to October 31st. In order to extend it past that, they have to apply for an extension of the Article 50. How are they going to do that? Are they going to do that? I think those are all kinds of the debates. It looks really for all the world that this is setting up for a general election where Brexit's pretty much the issue on the table. We'll see how that all plays out, but,
it plays out in the markets, too.
Yeah, at this point, it still looks like a crashing out Brexit is not completely off the table, but it still does look like a no-deal Brexit still is probably the smaller probability outcome, but there's a lot of uncertainty there.
Wow. So thinking of uncertainty, what are you focusing on for next week? What are you looking ahead to there? Where are you hoping to have some resolution of uncertainty, maybe?
Yeah. Well, we have political issues to look forward to look at obviously in the United States, the issue with Ukraine and Congress versus the president. We'll see how that plays out. Typically, you know, those things don't become an issue for the market until they become an issue for the market. I think the market's not spending a great deal of time on that until they see the kind of play out more. Mm-hmm. But next week, the thing that really is important to look for is the jobs. We get non-farm payrolls on Friday next week. The key thing is we've been talking about all year, right? You have CEOs that aren't confident. Those CEOs not being confident are not buying capital goods and equipment. Mm-hmm. We keep seeing that in the data. We saw it again this week. If they begin to not hire people because they're not confident, that's a real watch point for this economy. We've already moved from 220,000 jobs per month last year to 160,000 this year. That's not troubling at all, right? We're in the 11th year of an expansion. 160 is a really good number. But if you see that number continue to erode and kind of go south of 100,000, I think that's a serious watch point, because the bulwark of the U.S. economy against recession is the consumer. And the consumer's healthy, well-paid, and happy, and reasonably confident. If that begins to become affected, that will change their spending habits, and that will bring the recession if consumers start spending notably less money.
Well, we look forward to your update next week on that. Unfortunately, we're out of time today, but thank you very much for your insights. We really appreciate it. And thank you for joining us. We'll see you again soon.